skies. Now black night does arise from the ocean, and all the bright fires seem void of desires and of motion, while my flames I do discover. Love charges my breast. Oh, the nymph there does hover, that's my portion of rest. They're creating a desire and such hopes of a bliss as my thoughts to inspire, while in vain I do wish. She does leave me confined, and as swift as the wind, she does fly me, whilst here all alone, I do breathe my sad moan. She does try me, melted in fevers of passion, like a phoenix I am fried. So beyond alteration, my fierce torments abide, and I straight am made fuel to the beams of her eyes, till each moment grows cruel, and my flame does despise. While the beauteous fair does wound with despair, I must perish unless her bright face will yield my love place for to cherish. Oh, her angel bright beauty does so charm with delight, that I think it my duty through the shadows of night, for to follow her flying, I and sadly complain, and implore her still sighing, for to ease my great pain. And when purple morning the skies is adorning, each meander of the wide grove, I importune for love, and do wander, while as echo replies with a doleful harsh sound, thy Roxanne she now flies, which like death shafts wound, so that still she's creating a composure of fate, which surpasses the relating the wonder so great. Oh, I fear someone sips from her fair coral lips the sweet nectar, whilst I sigh here in vain, and to woods to complain, I neglect her. Once more I'll arise from my mournful cold bed, though with charms that surprise she does strike me for dead, I'll press on to those pleasures, though I perish in love. Oh, the sacred treasures do so powerful prove. I'll no longer despair, thus tormented with care and sad fancies, but clasped in her arms, there I'll perish with charms and with glances. Oh, 'tis better to be dying than continually grieve, or at least for to be trying, she perhaps may relieve this so master, while to moan I am taught. Or before 'tis too late, I'll revive my sad state, ere I slumber and in death's cold shade for ages am laid without number. But oh, what now appears from yon cypress grove? How revived are my fears? 'Tis the queen of my love. Ah, where fleet'st thou, my joy? What a vision was this, so soon gone to destroy my short fancy of bliss. Oh, make room in the shades, lover's ghosts, for life fades and is flying. Oh, I'll not always bear this eternal despair to be dying. Then he drew his keen sword and cried thus with a wound, I'll a cure now afford that Apollo ne'er found. Oh, then into that breast which death could ne'er fright, the fatal sheet pressed, and his soul it took flight. Oh, make room in the shades, lover's ghost, for life fades and is flying. Oh, I'll not always bear this eternal despair to be dying. Then he drew his keen sword and cried thus with a wound, I'll a cure now afford that Apollo ne'er found. Oh, then into that breast which death could ne'er fright, the fatal steel pressed, and his soul it took flight.